Chapter 3. Unity of Faith. We may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and Ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws. President George Washington, in his October 1789 Proclamation of an Official Thanksgiving Holiday, shortly after the Constitution was ratified. As the grandson of a pastor, my life was infused with faith from the very beginning. Cecilia and I shared the belief that God loves each of us and has a purpose for all of us. We believe in the miracle of life, the miracle of marriage, and the miracle of meeting each other. In 1978, Cecilia applied and was accepted to two universities, the University of Texas and what is now called Texas State University. Her dream was to follow in the footsteps of her parents and become a teacher. Texas State was one of the premier colleges for educators in the state. She chose it. That August, Cecilia and her mom left their home in San Antonio and headed north on Interstate 35 to San Marcos, where Texas State is located. En route, Cecilia suddenly had the overwhelming impression not to attend Texas State, and an unexplainable desire to attend the University of Texas in Austin. She announced this unexpected revelation to her mother, who was understandably skeptical and caught completely off guard. Cecilia's dorm at Texas State was already selected, and her classes scheduled. She pleaded with her mom to just drive an additional 30 minutes north to Austin to see if there was still an open position for her at the University of Texas.
"Please, please, Mom, let's just go and check it out."
They first went to the registrar's office to see if her acceptance would still be honored. It would. But then the admissions secretary informed them, "You're not going to find a place to live. All the dorms are full. It's going to be impossible." And it was impossible.